Hello and welcome to the ISIS PEP Polyethylene Polypropylene podcast for Thursday the 8th of November 2012. I'm Simon Robinson here with Cuckoo James of our London office talking about the African market. There's been a force majeure in South Africa?
Yes, Simon, that's right. There's been force majeure declared by Safripol, producers both HTP and PP. Force majeure was declared on the 6th of November.
Both HTP and PP?
Yes, that's right. It's quite crucial in the HTP markets because it's come at a time when South African importers are short on HTP. Price increases are dependent on the extent and duration of Safripol's supply disruption. Also the direction of demand, because it's the summer season in South Africa, but markets have been comparatively quiet this year because of economic concerns fueled by ongoing political strife in the country. So we have to wait and see what the impact would be. The market is waiting as well.
Is Safripol a swing producer, a key producer in South Africa? Is it the largest, for example?
In terms of PP, it's not the sole producer. You have Sasol as well. So the market is safe and it has ample supply. But in terms of high-density polyethylene grade, it is the sole producer in South Africa.
Well, that's really fascinating. But I believe that's really within South Africa. Across the rest of the continent, I think the premium of copolymer to homopolymer polypropylene has been dropping. Could you tell us about that, please?
Yes, it's a very interesting trend that's going on in the African markets, and not just in the African markets, in China and Europe as well.
So why exactly is that happening? What's the driving force behind that?
The copolymer premium has dropped mainly because Asian and Middle Eastern exports to China and to Africa have dropped significantly. And this is because there's been a startup of new PP plants in China, in South Korea, the Middle East in recent years, and that's caused the spread to shrink.
So I guess this is a long-term trend that's being driven a bit more by increased capacity. What's that doing to prices themselves? How big is this drop?
In China, it's quite a big drop. It's actually halved to $16 over the past year, November 2011 to 2012, compared to November 2010 to 2011. In Western Africa, the premium was $47, October 2011 to 2012, compared to $86 the previous year. So there's been a major drop.
Well, thank you very much, Cuckoo. And don't forget, you can catch up on more news about the polyethylene, polypropylene and a whole range of other chemical markets by visiting www.isis.com. Thanks very much for listening.